that it was presented at the 18th Annual Conference of the International Society of Anthrozoology and the first human-animal interaction conference in Kansas City. So getting a lot more publicity that... It's really a nice little article here about how patients that seem to be emotionally and physically supported by touching animals.
Sure, I believe it.
So how about, Mike, you're rehabbing animals. Do you think they recover quicker with human touch and petting?
Oh, without question.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah? You know, well, pain... So much of pain is processed in your cortex, right? So it's a brain.
That's part of the brain, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's a brain thing. It's not just happening locally at where you prick your finger or burn your hand or whatever. It's processed and you perceive pain. That's why they talk about different pain tolerances.
Mm-hmm.
Is because it's what perception is very different, and you can alter that perception through all sorts of emotional things. You know, meditation. You know, talking. All these things. And so you think about, who doesn't smile when they're stroking an animal?
Yeah.
You know? Who doesn't get that feeling of euphoria? So it doesn't surprise me at all that could modify pain. I think that's great. And think, look at all the service dogs out there that are helping people. The Equine Rescue Association we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The emotional component to being around animals is valuable in all sorts of ways.
That's huge. All right, we're going to close out the first hour of this week's late edition of Animal World, but we're here for another 2 hours. We're here till 5 p.m. this afternoon. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Mike Salewski. We're going to run a winter tip right now with the cold, cold weather. You need to make sure your animal friends are safe in this cold weather, so listen up. When we come back, we're going to chat with Dr. Mike a bit about the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital. Find out what the heck they do at that place, and what Mike is currently doing in his practice and so forth, and we'll open the phone line so you can call in with any of your animal medical care questions. You can send us an email if you've got an animal medical care question or something you'd like to address to Dr. Mike. Our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Listen up to the tip. We'll be back with Dr. Mike, and hopefully your phone calls. Stay with us. Animal World continues until 5 today, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
For Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see-monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, oh boy, outside, let's go outside, and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty. Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside. And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy. And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather, and during the fall as the weather changes, to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important. Fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World, because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good afternoon, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, except today, from 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And in case you didn't know, we were preempted this morning by women's basketball, but we are live in the studio. Gary's here, Sandy's here, and it's Vet Sunday. Dr. Al is celebrating early holidays with his family in Idaho, so Dr. Mike Salewski is here from the Alternative Medicine and Rehabilitation Center at Philchuck Veterinary Hospital. Almost blew it that time.
You did good.
I'm there. And we will have open phone lines from now on. We will, towards the end of this hour, do current events as usual, and a new pet of the week from King County Animal Care and Control, Nancy McKinney, will join us. And pretty much, though, the phone lines are open for the rest of the show, and we will entertain your animal medical care questions. And, of course, if you are too shy to be on the air and ask your question, you can call Sandy. Sandy's here, and tell her what you want to know, and she can ask for you. Although, Dr. Mike can probably give you more definitive information if he has you to have a conversation with. But on the other hand, you can also email us if you have a question or comment for Dr. Mike. And our live email address, pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So be sure you get your email in soon enough, though, that Gary has time to know it's there, print it out, run down the hall, get it, and get it to us so that we have time to answer your question on the air. If it comes in last minute, isn't going to get addressed. And speaking of that, the last time we had a guest on and did lots of phone calls, I think it was Kim Sunday, so that was a couple weeks ago. The phones always get real busy towards in the last hour of the show. And I did, Sandy, I did hear from a listener about that after the Kim Sunday. And she said, I'm just so nervous to call. I was just so nervous and fine. And I just couldn't do it. And then at the last minute, I decided I could be brave enough and call. And then, of course, I couldn't get through because everybody else was being brave enough at the last minute. So put on your big girl or pull up your big boy pants and pick up the phones earlier than the last minute if you want to talk to Dr. Mike. So I give you the phone numbers now. You may interrupt at any time. The local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you are outside of our local calling range, the toll-free number is 888-298-KKNW, and that translates to 1-888-298-5569. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's see. I say before we get carried away in conversation, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll stay on time that way. Then we'll have a big chunk of time to talk to Dr. Mike before we have to do that again. So this, of course, is the most important part of the show because without our sponsors and advertisers, there is no us. So please pay attention and support them. And we continue with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call Karma Specialist and Metaphysical Mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings at her new time on Wednesdays at noon. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays at noon for your free on-air readings. Hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio on Thursdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150. And check Robin's new Reiki Healing Energy Portal at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to nwsam.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on Animal World. Next week, we're back in our normal time slot, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hope you'll join us then. Of course, you can always just turn your radio on when you're in bed. You don't have to get up. It's an excuse to stay in bed and listen to Animal World. Gary's smiling, saying, he'd like to do that too, probably. But even though we weren't here this morning, Gary was here.
We get that remote equipment set up, you could do it from bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it at the farm a couple times. I got iced in out there. And a couple times I did it from my easy chair in the front room. And one time I actually did it from in bed with all the cats piled on. It was very fun. Very fun. And let's see. I think that we will go to the phones. We're going to start out with, I've got all kinds of things I want to talk to Dr. Mike about, but like I told you, phone calls take preference. So if you give us a call, you're right on the air with Dr. Mike. So if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. First up, phone call-wise, we're going to Redmond, and it's Vicki. Vicki, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Salisky.
Oh, thank you. I have a Persian cat that's about 7 years old. She has a corneal growth.
Okay, what's her name?
My name is Vicki.
No, what's your kitty's name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Her name is Buddha.
Buddha. All right. And
yeah.
She's about 7 years old. You said she has a corneal.
Yeah, corneal, some kind of corneal growth.
Okay.
They could actually rupture if it doesn't go away. It could rupture and cause her a lot of pain. Need surgery immediately, but right now I don't have the money for surgery, and I'm trying to get some more guidance. My holistic vet right now, her litter mate has the pottery imbalance, and she's on cortisone. But this cat, she doesn't want to put on cortisone. She says the virus that's herpes, she calls it herpes.
Yep, sure, yep.
Well, cortisone will make it worse, she said, and I'm just trying to figure out if there's any kind of antiviral that I can give this poor cat to keep her from needing surgery, which I can't really afford right now.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And this is a big problem with cats, and you do have to be very careful with corticosteroids because,
yeah.
You decrease the immunity, the immune system, and then those viruses can really take control. There are actually some very good herbal formulas. In fact, I treat a number of cats with herpes with eye issues. I mean, yours sounds obviously very severe, but there are some antiviral herbs that do a very good job in cats. There may also be some homeopathics. I don't deal with a lot of homeopathic remedies since I deal mostly with Chinese medicine, but there may be some of those. But absolutely, there are alternative ways to at least maybe keep things at bay, prior to being able to save up enough money for the surgery, which I imagine what they're planning on doing is taking that down and basically what you do is you scrape it to allow for the new, more normal tissue to come back. Getting rid of herpes, just like it is in people, it's more of a management issue than it is a trying to completely get rid of it.
Yeah. Vicki?
Yeah.
Who is your vet?
Dr. Rising, Lisa Rising.
Oh, yeah, over there, okay. Dr. Larry Ziegler's place. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and you have one cat that does have the Plector syndrome.
Yeah, and she's on cortisone.
Right, and have you tested this cat?
She actually hasn't wanted to. She hasn't wanted to. She hasn't wanted to do the protocol. She says she hasn't had any luck with it, and not enough luck with it anyway. And, of course, money's been an issue with that. Spent thousands of dollars there.
Right, right.
Since they've been born, so...
Sure. Well, she also works with some herbal medicine as well, too, correct?
Yeah, she's on lysine right now.
Terrific,
and,
excellent.
Some antibiotic eye drop, and she's on the NCD. It's the natural cellular defense, I think it is, for detox.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it right now.
Yeah, you may need something to certainly discuss with her, something a little bit stronger. So, for instance, some of the herbs that we talk about that are very strongly antiviral, one of the big ones is viola, the flower. Is very strong antiviral, as is honeysuckle. So in some of the formulas that we use for fighting basically viral infections or toxic heat is kind of how the Chinese look at this. A lot of these herbs are antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. Those are some of the flowers and the roots of these flowers can be very strong antivirals. Possibly even maybe some of the mushroom blends to help with the immune system might be helpful too. Like, you know, the reishi mushroom, the Ganoderma mushroom blends that you can even find, you know, over the counter might also be something to look into. But I would talk to Dr.
I'm giving her a little shaga mushroom. Do you know anything about shaga?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes using the mushroom blends can be even more effective because it's going to work on different aspects of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with Kan Herbal Products, K-A-N. They make what's nice is they make a mushroom blend that is in a tincture form, which can I think it a lot, sometimes is easier to use with cats because they're highly concentrated and you can tend to get.
Yeah, I was going to ask what kind of form the mushrooms and the herbs come in and about administration to a cat.
Yeah, with the herbs, I tend to use a lot of herbal granules, which are a powder. They're a real fine powder and highly concentrated, so the amount that you have to use is not too bad. I also have a specific tablet that works very well for viral infections. That is a commercial product called Viola Clear Fire, and it works with herpes, it works with feline leukemia, it works with feline infectious peritonitis, because it's very strong in clearing a lot of these heat problems out. And again, it depends on what kind of, you know, cat you have and how easy it is to administer, which of these various products might work out the best. But there are the direction I would be looking into in order to try to work this way is to maybe go with something a bit stronger. Sounds like you're doing a good job of supporting the immune system, but maybe not strong enough in actually trying to destroy the virus.
Right.
And so that's the direction I would be looking at, and maybe even consulting with a homeopath as well, too. There may be some homeopathic remedies that might be suitable in this condition. I just don't have the knowledge base for those.
Yes, she works with homeopathy.
Sure.
So the Viola thing, you mentioned some kind of Viola treatment for herpes?
Yeah. What's that called? Well, the product is called Viola Clear Fire.
Clear Fire.
And that's made by Golden Flower Herbs. It is prescription, but you could maybe talk to Dr. Laura about investigating that and maybe ordering some and trying it.
Did you say Golden Flower Herbs?
Yes, Golden Flower Herbs, yep.
Okay.
And then you mentioned honeysuckle.
Yeah, there's a classic formula called Yin Chao San, which is basically honeysuckle and, it's going to escape me now. I can't remember what the other major. Forsythia.
Flowers.
Yeah, like I said, the flowers. A lot of them.
I had both of them in my backyard in Laura's.
And they are very good at clearing these viral things. That's a more classic formula that's been around forever.
Could you get both of those at the same time?
I usually choose one or the other.
You choose one or the other.
For instance, the Yin Chao San, I use a lot. Well, I use it even with my own family for common cold and flu stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever we start getting sick, we start pounding that, and it works real well. And even the Viola Clear Fire, but but there are definitely options out there, I guess is my point. And like I said, I think that's the one aspect that hasn't been addressed yet is maybe going aggressively after the virus rather than just her own system.
Yeah.
All right. At this point, it's going to be, I really have to watch it close because it's getting scary for me. Very, very scary.
Yeah, eyes are something that I don't mess with. And, I mean, certainly if you if you had the funds, going and getting that scraped down and repaired would be the solution. But, you can do what you do. And
I'm watching it because it is more like, it could be $2,000 or more, and that's just going to devastate me financially, but I'll do what I have to.
Right, right.
I just don't want to wait too long. I want something that works fast.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait too long.
You don't want her to lose the eye, that's for sure. I guess what I would do is maybe look into trying one of these aspects, and if you're not able to start gaining ground on it, maybe having to bite the bullet with the ophthalmologist might be the only way to go for at least, the meantime, get it down and then work on some of these other solutions for maintenance so that it doesn't flare up as severely again.
Okay.
All right, and Vicki,
Yeah.
I will just chime in a little bit here, because since you haven't tested your kitty for the Pluckner syndrome, I know that costs more money to do, and whether or not you'd be able to do that, but it sounds like Dr. Reisling doesn't want to do that. I just want to say, I mean, she's a great holistic vet, and I know she has a very good reputation, Dr.
Absolutely.
Mike, right,
yep.
And likes her, but I honestly, she does the testing for the Pluckner protocol and will do the treatment, but honestly, she doesn't have a lot of really good experience with it, and she's not the type of vet that picks up the phone and calls him to get. At any rate, there, Dr. Bill Burlingame is a lot more familiar with the protocol and the treatment. And since you don't have a lot of money, I tell you what it can do if you've got internet access.
Mm-hmm.
You can email me. Send me an email describing what's going on with this cat. And I will send that on to Dr. Al and find out what kind of experience he has with this viral and this herpes stuff in the eyes. Because, see, vets that aren't real familiar with this, they tend to immediately, when there's an issue or something, they go back to traditional thinking, which is, okay, giving cortisone prevents, stops the healing and all of that stuff. But when you're dealing with this imbalance, you're funding a depletion or a deficiency in cortisol. So by replacing that, they actually do better. And in fact, with the viral diseases like FIV and HIV and those things, Pluckner has a 70-85% healing rate for cats that have active infections and are really serious. That come, and that's FIP too, 70% that they come back and they tend to shed the virus, which is very interesting. So at any rate, we can try to save you some money, Vicki, and I would absolutely do what you and Mike have talked about doing, and then the whole holistic and maybe the Chinese medicine and the herbs and that kind of stuff. But if you want to, you can send me a description of what's going on. I'll send it on to Al and powwow with him to see if he has what kind of experience he's had with this and if he'd recommend testing or not, since you can't talk to him today. So if you want to do that, you can do that through me, and that won't cost you anything. Okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks, Mike.
Well, good luck, Vicki.
Yeah, and so let us know what's going on and how this works out for Buddha. Because it sounds like you've got to do something quickly.
I do. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Mike, let's chat a little bit about, because we talked earlier about you started as an equine or horse veterinarian, and mm-hmm. you thought that was all you were going to do. So what the heck happened?
What it started with was the transition from Western medicine into, complementary or alternative medicines. And so I started out getting training in chiropractic work because I was, again, working on sport horses and seeing back pain, and I was seeing that it was effective, and so I got some training in that. And then, you run into the cases where the chiropractic isn't enough or isn't going to work, so I got acupuncture training, again, thinking ostensibly just as another tool for pain
yeah.
management
okay.
in my practice. And then you start having people who have horses and dogs start asking you to work on their dogs,
mm-hmm.
and then you start, for me, the sort of the beauty of the system of Chinese medicine really took a hold, and I just liked that system and working within that system, so I got more training in herbs and acupuncture and the like, and then that again led to more referrals from
the small
animal.
And you've actually been to China, haven't you?
Twice, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And so now it's more
but
about,
not just for fun. You did education, right?
Right, and I spoke at a conference one time, too.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's just been kind of a journey, of my own sort of practice, and that journey has then started to incorporate, the other species that I hadn't planned on working at, and I've found it to be really satisfying. So, for instance, with the horses, because I see mostly sporting animals,
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of young, really pretty healthy animals that just need a little bit of maybe pain management. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the dogs, I see a lot of sporting dogs, dogs that are herding or doing agility or doing police work. And they're a lot of fun to work on because they're athletes. And mm-hmm. sports mm-hmm. medicine is the real passion of mine. And then you see the old guys or the animals with the severe, very difficult to treat problems like Buddha that we just mm-hmm. talked about there. Mm-hmm. And they're really challenging. And you have to get really in depth in treatment protocols with the herbs and the acupuncture. And so I find now that my practice is about half of the time I'm in the clinic working on dogs and cats and half of the time I'm in the field working on horses. And it's a great balance for
me. So it's, you find it's about 50-50 now between small and large animal.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And I want to clarify too, because normally Dr. Al's here for Vet Sunday and we're talking a lot about the Plechner syndrome and all that sort of thing. And which is very controversial because it does involve cortisol and all of that. I have to give you credit because you are one of the vets that doesn't come from ego and close-mindedness. And even though you deal with horses, you do not have your blinders on. I do remember, though, when I first brought you into the fold, when I had Al, do you remember that first, this was probably 6 years ago, and it was the first Sunday in December, first Vet Sunday I did with Al, and I was talking because his book had just come out, and we talked about the syndrome and all of that, and just as an afterthought, the end of the show, I asked him about Dan, my horse, because I had to sell my farm and move into the city to take care of my elderly father, and so I had to board out Dan, and of course, Mike knows that I kind of lost track of him for a little while, and by the time I tuned in, he had just tanked, and he was way up north and farther than Mike usually goes, and the vet that was dealing with him couldn't have, and he was losing weight, and basically just starving to death. By the time I got Mike up there, I mean, he really looked like a skeleton with skin on him.
Yeah, he did.
And you went up and did some blood tests and stuff, and said you figured according to the blood test that he probably had cancer and not that long to live, and that we could try to support him with therapy, and I think your words mean when you're ready to put him down, I'll make the trip up and do it for you. You prescribed the one thing we could try was cortisol at that point, and we put him on some cortisone to see, and you cautioned about all the possible problems, which, horses can really react. Dan, fortunately, had a good response to it, and it did increase his appetite, and it kept him alive for a while, and then I moved him back down to our old neighborhood where I could keep a closer eye on him, and then that's when Al did the show, and I ran this past him, and he said, Martha, I don't think Dan's dying of cancer. I think he was old, he was like 28, and the emotional trauma of separating from you and the farm and all of this threw him into this imbalance. And I think he has the imbalance. And of course, Al's famous words, never hurts to test. So of course, I called Dr. Mike and had him come out and said, will you do this? And fortunately, he didn't like slap me around and say, this is quackery. No, he said, well, I'll run the test. Doesn't hurt to test. And we ran the test. And of course, it came back, in a few days, and Dan was classically imbalanced. And the treatment is a little different depending on whether you're a dog, cat, horse, or human. And for horses, because they tend to run high in the cortisol department, the treatment for horses is simply oral thyroid. And which is real cheap, throw it in their food. And so I remember going into the clinic to pick up the thyroid from you because you were willing. Because Dan was, he'd also fractured a bone in his knee.
Yep.
And we'd had him, confined, and he hated that, and he was busting out. And you'd come back to re-x-ray after 6 weeks, and nothing had happened. So he was looking at being put down. So it was like, what's it going to hurt? So we put him on that thyroid. And darned if, 5 weeks, total turnaround, 180 degrees.
Yeah, it was remarkable.
And Dan ended up having years left and ended up just, his body just ended up dying of old age. And so it turned out he didn't have cancer and it was the imbalance and it really is quite remarkable. So I know, Mike, you and I have had a few discussions since then, and I remember you telling me one point, well, I see those old horses, the problems, I'll just give them some thyroid, and boom, you know, they kind of... So it really does make a difference. Anyway, the point I want to make is that Dr. Mike is not in the dark about Pluckner stuff. And over the years, Dr. Al hasn't found any other way of stabilizing this imbalance than treating with the thyroid and the cortisol or the combination, and has worked with many holistic vets and some really gifted people in that area and hasn't found a way to deal with it. But I have to say that I think if anyone can balance this imbalance without the drugs, I think it's you, Dr. Mike.
Oh, well, thanks.
And I know you've had some success with some cases that I don't think they've been tested in, but I would bet that they have it. But you have been able to stabilize those animals in using whatever it is that the magic that you do.
Well, and you know, you think about it, is we're probably talking about the same language, just approaching it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there are, without question, plant substances that have natural cortisol. There are acupuncture points that can stimulate cortisol or thyroid production. And so some of these animals that may have what Al calls, you know, the Plechner imbalance, maybe in Chinese medicine might be considered, you know, a kidney yin imbalance or something.
Yeah.
You know, where we're using different terminologies and approaching it, where he's using, you know, pharmaceuticals and I'm using plant pharmaceuticals is really what
yeah.
herbs are anyway.
Yeah.
And just approaching it from
it would be fascinating if we had nothing but time and didn't have to worry about money and all that stuff. If we could do some double studies, you know, in terms of testing these animals and having you do your thing and testing again and all of that, to find out what's actually happening. Because it's this high estrogen, this total estrogen that nobody tests for and that's causing all the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not the herbs can bring that down and so forth. But anyway, I just want you all to know that Mike is compatible with all of this. And like I said, if you are not wanting to do the drugs and that sort of thing and prefer a holistic or alternative approach, Dr. Mike is your guy. Because it really, he's helped a lot of these animals that I'm sure probably have the imbalance.
Well, and I'd be the first one to say, too, that just like any system of medicine, you know, it's not a miracle, it's not a cure-all.
No.
I mean, and then sometimes, you know, Al's protocol may be the best, sometimes herb may be the best, sometimes homeopathy may be the best, and sometimes Western medicine, really aggressive Western medicine, may be the best way to approach
something. Absolutely.
And it's a matter of looking at the patient and choosing a path and seeing if it's working. You know, whenever a patient I'm working on one, whether it's with acupuncture or chiropractic, if we're not seeing results, you know, and relatively quick results, then we might want to investigate either I'm looking at it from the wrong direction or that there's something else going on or that it's just there's a better tool out there for the job. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we're really trying to do is figure out, you know, what's the best way to do it. So if you go down one path, you can always go back and backtrack and try another path.
Yeah, and usually, say, if I have to take one of my animals that's on the Plechner protocol, if I have to go to a specialist or something, for something else, like with Scooty,
mm-hmm.
my old Abyssinian, that he has the syndrome, he's on the protocol, but when he got, and we found something in his liver, and he had to have the ultrasound, well, you know, Dr. Bill says, well, you go off to the don't tell him about the Plechner stuff, you know, just don't say anything. So you have to, you can't necessarily be honest with some of these other vets, you know, or they won't deal with you. And Mike is not like that. So when Scooty, unfortunately, this last year was diagnosed with biliary cystadenomas in his liver, and we elected not to try to do dramatic surgery because that could end his life, not prolong it, and we weren't willing to take the chance on that. But I was able to call Mike and say, this is what is going on, let him look at all the tests, and he knows that Scooty has the imbalance. He knows that Scoots is on the protocol. But Mike was also willing to then prescribe herbs to support the liver and all of that, which Scooty is still on the,
stasis transforming formula. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's on, and he's still doing great. You wouldn't know if I didn't know. I wouldn't know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So Scooty, see, we're doing both. See, so Mike will work with you. you don't have to hide anything from him because he doesn't, like I said, have those blinders on or that judgment. There's lots of different ways to do things, and sometimes you need a combination of everything.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take another phone call before we get into current events and all of that good stuff. So in Seattle, Carlene, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Saluski.
Hi, Martha. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hi, Carly.
This is your roving, happy-go-lucky reporter over here at Animal Talk Rescue.
Oh, that's where you are. Okay.
Parenthetically, the website is animaltalkrescue.org, and Missy Young is the angel behind this no-kill adoptive organization.
Hey, you're on Roosevelt Way just north of 65th, right?
Exactly. In fact, it's 6514 Roosevelt Way Northeast.
All right, let's get to your question, though, because we're running out of time.
Oh, dear. Well, I wanted to announce I have four questions for Dr. Mike, but I wanted to announce that they are holding an event, a Christmas Tale, that's T-A-I-L, auction, on the 12th of December. And as you know, I do email. So it's I'll try to arrange to get this information to you for your website.
Yeah, if they email it to me, we'll put it up on current events.
But it's Saturday, December 12th, and it's going to be held at the Sundown Saloon from 6 to 10. And there's going to be a buffet dinner and auction and free cocktails, which are alcoholic cocktails.
Yeah,
alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Alcoholic.
Alcoholic, okay.
Yes,
so, yeah,
yes,
see,
ma'am.
That'll get more donations.
Yeah, that's a secret to fundraisers for benefits, is serve lots of alcohol because that loosens the purse strings. I think everybody's learned that. You'll even rescues on a budget at fundraisers find out how to get wine.
That's right. So the proceeds will benefit all her hundreds of little cats that she works to find forever homes for.
All right, my dear, you've given up all your time to ask questions for current events items, so you have a choice.
Can I talk to Dr. Mike?
Well, not right now.
Okay.
Because we've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then it's current events and pet of the week time.
Well,
You can hold on, and we'll pick you up on the other side in the next hour, or you can call us back shortly after, I was going to say 11, but it's not 11. It would be shortly after 4. So what do you want to do?
I'll call back.
Okay. All right. We will get the cat ringworm question.
Sounds like a plan.
Next hour. All right. Thanks, Carlene. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will come back with current events. And if you have not gotten a copy of Dr. Mike's Barn Politics and would like a signed copy for yourself or a Christmas present for someone, you've got a book signing coming up, right? And we will talk about that in current events. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, how fun. All righty. Well. All right. It's time to deviate from our holiday theme here and get to current events. See, he's ready. Very good. I didn't mess up this time. Oh. Speaking of entertainment, let's start off with Dr. Mike and current events. You got a book signing coming up.
I have a book signing next Sunday at Olson's Tax Shop in Bellevue from 12 to 3. I'll be there the whole time. It's their open house sale, pre-Christmas sale. And they can go to olsonstax.com for more information.
Okay, so that's Olson's Tax in Bellevue next Sunday. That's December
13th. Yes.
And from noon to 3 p.m.
That's correct.
So, hey, so you can listen to Animal World, and then during the last hour, you can cruise to Olson's Tack Shop.
How perfect.
And you can, at noon, when we go off the air, you can buzz in there and be first in line. How does that sound like a plan?
That sounds like a great plan.
So Olson's Tack Shop, and you say they have a website?
Yes, olsonstack.com.
So
it's O-L-S-O-N-S.
O-L-S-O-N-S.
T-A-C-K.
T-A-C-K.com?
Mm-hmm.
Olsonstack.com. All right, let's see. What else have we got? King County Animal Care and Control's Season of Hope adoption event is at Kent Station, and that's at 417 Ramsey Way in Kent. They're across from Claire's, and this goes on Wednesdays from December 2nd, so it's already started, to Sunday, December 20th. And on Wednesdays, they're there from 2 to 6 p.m. Sundays, they're then there from 10 to 4 p.m., so they're there now. And remember, all adoption fees are waived at King County Animal Care and Control. You only pay for the license, so that's a hot deal if you want an animal for the holidays. And we've got some new hours, King County Animal Care and Control. We'll let Nancy tell us about that when we get our pet of the week here. Holiday photos with Santa Claus next Sunday, December 13th at Seattle Animal Shelter, noon to 4 p.m. It's a $25 donation, www.seattleanimalshelter.org. And Seattle Animal Shelter is also holding its 10th annual Doghouse Drive, Habitat for Hounds. To help dog owners in need, you can donate any used, good quality dog houses and dog igloos. They'll also accept donations, which you can designate to buy crates and carriers or dog houses or dog loos. And then they give them out on a first-come, first-served basis to people who can't afford them. And the Humane Society has got lots of holiday events and gifts, so I don't have time to tell you about all of them. Meow Cat Rescues is doing their Pause and Give Thanks this holiday season, so they want donations of food. And you can check out the details on all of this at the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on Current Events. You will also find there our... We'll see if he's ready. He's looking at me with kind of that blank stare. Well, that wraps up current events, except to say that next week we'll be here, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But first of all, it's time for our new Pet of the Week.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter? The one with the take me home eyes.
Can it's funny. You messed me up last week because you didn't ask for the music.
I think we'd probably be behind schedule or something.
Okay. So now I wasn't sure.
Well, you know it's all my fault anyway.
That's true. He crossed
the nation. How do you like that? Rosemary Clooney did the original. Dogs with no heart. How much is that doggy in the window? And she recorded this for Rescues, especially. And so we get to use it. Isn't that fun? All right, speaking of Pet of the Week and all of that, you heard me burp, 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 so it's probably not a dog. Let's welcome Nancy McKinney and her manager of King County Animal Care and Control. Good afternoon, Nance.
I know, it's a little unusual. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I don't have automatic pilot for afternoon, so I have to pay attention.
Yes, and it is a cat. We have so many great cats that just would, you know, benefit somebody's life and bring lots of joy and warmth during this cold weather. So I had to pick a cat again.
So who's our kitty?
His name is Stonewall because he's kind of a stoic cat, is what the staff said. They gave him this name. He was a stray. He's neutered, 6 years young. He's all white except for a few gray patches on his head. All white, medium hair, medium to long haired cat. So he's going to need some brushing and some grooming, but he's all along just been very friendly, using his litter box and current on his shots, including rabies. So we don't know much about him because he was a stray and he wasn't wearing any ID tags and no one came forward to claim him. So he's been with us since mid-November.
Okay, so he would like to be home for the holidays.
Exactly.
All right, and you can adopt this guy, Stonewall, with no adoption fee, right?
Right. We have continued. We'll continue at least through the end of the month to waive all our adoption fees.
Oh, okay. So all you got to pay for is the license.
Correct.
And that's a big savings for anybody that wants to get animals. And he, Stonewall, is at the Kent location?
Right. And I should say, you know, we are waiving the adoption fees. You still have to fill out the application, and we still want to ask a few questions to make sure you're getting the animal for the right reasons and getting an animal that would be a right match. We are open today till 5. We did change our hours, so we close a little early because of the winter and because we don't have a lot of staff. So we close at 5 on the weekends now instead of 6.
Oh, okay. So Saturday and Sunday you're open now noon to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday and it looks like Mondays you're open 3 to 6.
Right.
And Tuesdays to Friday noon to 6.
Correct.
So those are the new hours. And is that both at Kent and at Bellevue?
No, just at Kent.
Just at Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so normal hours at Bellevue?
Correct.
Okay. And then let's go back and find out. Last week we had Comet, the black and white kitty.
We did. And Comet's still available for adoption, but Comet is staying up at our off-site location at Reber Ranch in Kent. So
okay.
If you're near Reber Ranch, go visit Comet because Comet is a cool cat.
All right, and then I had Flora.
Flora was adopted.
Yay!
Yes, so most of the recent cats, except for Comet last week and Little One at Crossroads, is still hanging out in a foster.
Didn't you say that Little One is probably going to stay with the foster?
I'm probably sure. I'm not trying to put too much pressure on the foster parent, but there's still a chance if someone comes forward really wants this cool cat. And there's a video of Little One on the website as well.
Yes, she's very cute. Very cute. All right, so for the time being, it sounds like you are continuing to operate out of the Kent shelter. You've got the Kent Station adoption events going on Wednesdays and Sundays, and I mentioned those in current events.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anything else we need to know about?
Well, at Kent Station, we also added Friday night, so we're also there Friday nights. And it's a very nice setup. It's in a fair storefront that the mall's donating to animal control. And
so
again,
what hours Friday night are you there?
I believe it's 3 to 7.
3 to 7? Okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll add that.
And they can check our website, too, for the latest and greatest. And, yes, we're still open for business until they tell us to close the door and give the keys to someone else. So negotiations still continue regarding the future transition of both the shelter operations as well as field operations.
So we're still just keeping our fingers crossed and hoping for the best here for the animals and everyone concerned.
Right.
All right, Nancy, thanks so much
for
your report, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds great.
We'll be back in the morning.
Right.
All right, thanks, Nancy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Nancy McKinney, interim manager of King County Animal Care and Control. Let's see. We've got, I want to remind you one more time, Dr. Mike has got a book signing next Sunday afternoon at Olson Tack Shop in Bellevue. He'll be there from noon to 3 p.m., so an excellent opportunity to pop in, meet Dr. Mike in person if you haven't, and get a signed copy of From the Dark Side, from the Philip Marshall side of Dr. Mike Saluski, and it's Barn Politics.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
A murder mystery, and gosh, guess what? It's about a veterinarian.
Imagine that.
And horses, sport horses, and all of that. And he actually learned stuff. I learned a lot of stuff.
Oh, good.
About, and I'm not sure that I'm going to go into racing and handicapping, but it was fun to learn about that.
Well, I always say it's kind of like an episode of House or CSI, but
yeah.
With vet medicine.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, Barn Politics, and you can meet Dr. Mike next Sunday afternoon, 12 to 3, at Olson Tack Shop in Bellevue. More information at olsonstack.com. And next week, we are at Sandy and Martha Sunday. We, of course, will be celebrating Hanukkah with the Jingle Cats and play the heck out of Hava Nagila, because I just love it, and it's my show, so I get to do what I want. And unfortunately, it won't be the afternoon, though. It'll be in the morning, so you won't have to peel me off the walls. If it was the afternoon we were doing Hava Nagila, I'd be dancing. Doing that little, yeah, anyway. So we'll be doing that, and then a Sandy and Martha Sunday, which means Sandy comes into the studio. We're going to talk about the holidays and our animal friends. We'll talk about gifts and Christmas stories, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll have open phone lines, and of course, we're happy to put on our work hats as behavior therapists and communicators and all that stuff, and we will answer any of your animal behavior training or healing questions and tell Christmas stories. So I hope you'll be here next week. And then now we got to close out this hour. Say we got one more hour to go. And it was hard to believe that it's going to be dark before we leave. It's nice the sun was out. But do you think it's going to be dark in the next hour?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Looks like we'd be driving
home.
It's
going to be a pretty sunset, though.
Yeah. And we get to see it, except we have this shade that's kind of in the way. Carrie put the shade down for the first time in probably ever. Anyway, never mind. We're done. We'll be back for another hour. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Animal World continues. We're here until 5. Vet Sunday. Phone lines are open with Dr.